Every SaaS product sits somewhere on a ladder, and the rung it occupies decides whether AI is its tailwind or its executioner. The ladder is not new, even if the top of it is. Geoffrey Moore drew the first two rungs back in 2011. A system of record, the database that holds the state of a business, versus a system of engagement, the layer people actually interact with. Jerry Chen at Greylock added the next one in 2016, the system of intelligence, software that turns all that accumulated data into predictions. And the newest rung has a name too, the system of action, software that doesn't just remember or predict, but actually does the work. Stack them up, and you get a maturity curve you can place almost any software product on. The whole strategic question becomes, which rung are you on, and are you climbing? Let me walk the four rungs, with a real example for each. A system of record remembers. The customer pays it to hold the state of their business, the jobs, the patients, the policies, the invoices, and then does all of the actual work themselves. Salesforce, in its classic form, is this. The CRM holds the accounts and the contacts, and the salespeople do the selling. A system of workflow routes. The software tells people what to do next, enforces the process, moves the ticket along. People still do the work, the software just choreographs it. ServiceNow is the archetype here, orchestrating who approves what and in what order. Workstream automation does the work, a chunk at a time. The software detects a condition and drafts or executes part of the job, and a human approves it. GitHub Copilot is the version almost everyone has met by now. It writes the code, and the developer accepts or rejects it. And closed-loop action owns the outcome. The software detects, decides, acts, and watches the result, adjusting on its own, while the human supervises the exceptions instead of performing the steps. Autonomous bidding in the large ad platforms is one of the most established real examples. It senses, it bids, and it learns, all inside the guardrails a marketer sets, and no human ever touches an individual auction. Now, real products straddle these rungs, and the good ones are visibly climbing. Salesforce is reaching up into agents. Copilot is reaching toward autonomy. But each rung still has a clear center of gravity. And it is worth being honest about how far up most products actually are. Not far. So how do you move up? This is the part I care about most, because it is the mechanism, not just the taxonomy. You do not jump up the ladder. You crystallize your way up. There is a name for this, and it is not mine. A senior director of product introduced me to it. Progressive crystallization. Every business process begins as tacit knowledge, living in someone's head. How a crew prices a job. How a clinic reschedules around a no-show. How an underwriter reads a strange submission. A system of record captures the first layer of that, the facts, as data. A workflow captures the next layer, the sequence, as structure. Automation captures the judgment, the when you see this, do that. And a closed-loop system captures the feedback, the it worked, so do more of that. The work starts as a liquid, tacit and human, and improvised. And each run freezes a little more of it into a form the software can hold. The rule that falls out of this is blunt. You cannot automate what you have not captured, which is why the data foundation, not the model, is the real constraint. A product sitting on years of proprietary captured workflow data has something to freeze. A product with a thin or generic record has nothing, so it cannot climb, no matter how good its models are. This is where vertical software has a structural head start. Its data is deep and specific, so there is more to crystallize. And the result is harder for an outsider to copy. But the mechanism is general. Any product that has genuinely captured its customers' work can climb. Any product that has only stored their records cannot. Here is something worth noticing about the top rung. It is not a bigger pile of automation. It is a loop. Detect a signal, decide what it means and what to do. Act, take the action in the real system. Learn, watch the result and feed it back. Then detect again. When the software closes that loop itself, you have a system of action. When a human has to close it by hand, you just have automation with extra steps. This is where the word agent finally earns its keep. The useful question is not, is it an agent? But how much of the loop does it close without a human? And where does the human stand? There are three settings, and they map cleanly onto trust. Human in the loop. The software proposes and a person approves every action. Human on the loop. The software acts and a person watches at the portfolio level and steps in on exceptions. And human out of the loop. The software acts and a person only audits after the fact. You earn your way from in to on to out. One reversible, low-stakes decision at a time. Skipping that is how you get a demo that dazzles and a deployment nobody trusts. Now, why does climbing matter so much? Because it is where the money is, and it is a different order of money. The venture firm Andreessen Horowitz made the arithmetic concrete. Take a market with 10,000 potential customers. Sell them software at $1,000 a month, and you have a market worth $120 million a year. Sell them a system that does the work at $10,000 a month, and the same 10,000 customers are a market worth $1.2 billion. Same logos, 10 times the market. The reframe they push on founders is to stop asking, what can I charge for software? And start asking, how do I target the labor budget? That is the value ladder in a single number. A system of record prices like a database, a seat, a subscription, a thin slice of the software budget. The system of action prices like an employee, because it is doing what an employee did. You stop competing for the software line item and you start competing for the services and labor budget, which in most markets is an order of magnitude larger. The rung you occupy does not just change your product. It changes which budget you are paid from. You have probably heard that AI eats SaaS, and the sharper version that AI eats vertical SaaS. There is also a growth equity investor in the show notes companion to this piece, pushing back that AI is not killing software at all. They are both right, and the ladder is why. What gets eaten is the static record. If your software's whole job is to remember, an AI-native competitor that also does the work will absorb your function. As one investor puts it, your metadata isn't your moat. Your ability to act on it is. Systems of action eat systems of record. What survives and grows is the record that climbs. The player that has captured genuine proprietary workflow data is the one best positioned to crystallize it into workflow, then automation, then a closed loop, and to capture the labor budget before an outsider does. Axon is the tidy example. It started in hardware and records, then shipped software that drafts police reports from body camera audio, moving up into the work itself. The threat and the opportunity are the same move. The only question is whether you make it or it gets made to you. So where do you start if you build software? Two things follow, and both are practical. First, know your rung, honestly. Most software is a system of record with a workflow bolted on, and its roadmap is a list of more fields and more reports, which is lateral motion, not upward. The question that reorders a roadmap is not, what else can we track? It is, what is the next chunk of the customer's actual work we could do? Second, climb in the order the ladder implies, because crystallization cannot be skipped. You need the record before the workflow before the automation, the captured judgment before the closed loop. A team selling an autonomous agent on top of thin, messy data is selling a loop with nothing to stand on. The unglamorous data foundation is what the top of the ladder rests on. Pour it, crystallize the work one run at a time, and let the human step from in the loop to on it, as the results earn the trust. The software that wins the next decade is not the one with the best system of record. It is the one that turned its record into action first.